The Reformation was an attempt to answer the most fundamental questions of life then, and those questions endure today.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Who is God? Who am I? Where is God found? What does God make of us? Who is Christ? What's the purpose of my life? Why does suffering happen? All those questions remain absolutely pertinent, and the answers that were given in the Reformation are absolutely relevant today.
You can meet and hear Pastor Matt Harrison making the case for the Reformation's relevancy at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, call 618-223-8385 or visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 9th and 10th in Collinsville, Illinois. Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're approaching the Easter season, and, you know, you go outside, you see the buds on the trees, and the grass is growing, and all those things, and they talk about the return of life, and, you know, it's just a couple months, and then it all starts to die again, and you're reminded that we live in a dying world, not only dying world, really a world that is ruled by death. A dead world, if we look at it spiritually, dead in trespasses and sins, at least apart from Christ, all of us are. Now, the Christian is made alive in baptism, but he lives still, so to speak, partly in the grave. How much in the grave? We're going to be talking about the resurrection of Christ and the resurrection of the Christian. Pastor Matt Harrison joins us, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, author, editor, and translator of numerous books, including his latest Letters from a Pastor's Heart. And he's also written a recent column for the Lutheran Witness titled, Only the Christian's Left Foot Remains in the Grave. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd.
You draw upon Luther a quote where Luther says, in part, he expects death at any moment, that is, speaking of the Christian. He enjoys the advantage of already being out of the grave with his right leg. What is Luther talking about there?
Well, he's commenting upon St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, the Great Resurrection chapter, verses 26, 27. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. And Luther says, most people, when they run along in life who aren't Christians, they, like people running backwards, they fall into the grave and death overtakes them suddenly and unawares. But for a Christian, we live having already experienced our death in Christ. And in baptism, we have died with Christ. And now, because of Christ's resurrection, our resurrection has already happened. And that resurrection is so powerful, it's like we're half out of the grave already, or even more so. He goes on to say, it's like we have no, just but a big toe left hanging over the grave, and that's it.
So this is of unique assurance to the Christian, isn't it? Especially living in a world that is, as Paul assures us, is ruled for the time still by death.
Yeah. Luther makes a big deal out of Paul's statement that Christ is the first fruits from the grave of them that sleep. Luther also says in the same context, when Christ was born from the dead, that is his resurrection, it's like a child's birth. The hard part is the head. And after the head is born, the body follows quickly and easily. And so Christians are like the body. Christ has been raised from the dead. The head of the church is Christ. And there's just but a little bit of travail that remains. And then we shall see the resurrection. We shall exist in the resurrection.
What is the connection of all of this to baptism?
Baptism really makes us contemporaneous with the cross, with Christ's action. We are clothed with Christ, St. Paul says in Galatians. We're buried with Christ by baptism into his death, that we might walk in newness of life. Baptism is actually, it's not talked about in sort of symbolic terms. It isn't like baptism is like a death, or baptism is symbolic of this or that. But the New Testament speaks radically. It says baptism forgives, baptism clothes us, baptism buries us together with Christ into his death. His death is ours, and his resurrection is also ours. It's the promise of resurrection, too. So baptism really connects us with Jesus and makes us contemporaneous with him.
Is there also a connection of the Lord's Supper to our resurrection? The ancients, as you have often reminded us, the ancients referred to it as the medicine of immortality.
Well, most certainly. And, of course, Jesus talked specifically in the meal in which came his Last Supper of the meal at the last day in paradise. And this meal, which forgives us our sins, makes Jesus again come to us and takes us to be with him. In the liturgy, we sing with all angels and archangels and all the glorious company of heaven, "Holy, holy, holy, sanctus," taken from Isaiah, in the presence of the Lord. The seraphim sing this magnificent chant, and we are in the Lord's presence, and he comes not to condemn us. Wonder of wonders, that the awesome presence of the Lord is there to forgive us. And it does become then a medicine of immortality. Our sins are forgiven, and nothing but heaven is ours.
Can this be understood not only to apply to the individual Christian, which it certainly does, and that's where we've put our emphasis so far, but also to the church, to the whole body of Christ? Even in this life, the church appears to be dying. People often accuse it of dying. And, of course, there's persecution and weakness and all of those things. How does this reorient our way of thinking and believing about the church?
That's true. Luther, in commenting on the church, always mentions these realities, that the faithful always appear to be the small, the tiny, the struggling. They're called heretics, fools, they're contrary to reason, etc., etc. And yet it's precisely this group, that small group, that is pleasing to the Lord. So there is a contradiction there. He also says very many interesting things. Just like a body, on the one hand, has all those positive qualities and abilities. On the other hand, the body is filled with mucus and blood and strange odors and fluids and all kinds of things at the same time. So the body's always beset by these things at the same time as being a glorious creation of God. So the church is beset by all kinds of difficulties and challenges and weaknesses and false teachings. That always goes on.
Does that apply from your perspective, looking out over kind of the broad swath of your particular little bailiwick of the church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, when you deal with the troublesome nuts and bolts, the difficulties, financial, the difficulties that we face here in the United States, cultural and social opposition?
Well, I always feel these things, and they are a reality. I think we all feel them and have felt them intensely in recent years, to be sure, as we've all seen the cultural shift so intensely away from Christianity. But on the other hand, you know, I know men and women, but I know men, church leaders, who are now leaders of Lutheran churches who face down communism. I know church leaders who, in Africa, were hung upside down and whipped for their confession of Christ, who refused to deny him. I know courageous people who faced opposition, much more physical and physically insidious than what we faced here. So I'm, on the one hand, I'm aware of the challenging era we live in philosophically in the West, but I'm also ashamed because I have not yet suffered to the point of shedding my blood, not even close.
We're talking about the resurrection of Christ and the Christian's resurrection. Pastor Matt Harrison is our guest, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, author, editor, and translator of numerous books. including his latest, Letters from a Pastor's Heart. He's also written a recent column for the latest Lutheran Witness magazine titled Only the Christian's Left Foot Remains in the Grave. The Lutheran Witness magazine interprets the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective, and they currently have a great offer, 6 issues for only $6.99. Find out more at cph.org/try-Lutheran-Witness. The Lutheran Witness magazine, cph.org/try-Lutheran-Witness. On the other side of the break, it's not just false teaching, but sadly in this latter time, it's a false church that sometimes teaches things that are positively demonic. We'll be right back.
But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Ain't no Are you in the Chicagoland area? Do you want to go to a movie? Come see Martin Luther, The Idea That Changed the World, on Thursday, April 27th at the Movie Co. Movie Theater in Rosemont, Illinois. This event is being hosted by St. John's Lutheran Church Chicago, and tickets must be purchased in advance. Go to stjohnchicago.org and click the Martin Luther movie icon on the right. That's stjohnchicago.org to purchase tickets to the movie, Martin Luther, The Idea That Changed the World.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
People are talking about the Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Lutheran FCU was created solely to serve LCMS workers, families, and entities, and proceeds benefit LCMS organizations. Lutheran FCU offers deposit accounts and loans and has service access at thousands of branches and ATMs nationwide. Lutheran FCU also offers members Christian-based lending advice for new loans and refinancing, minimal account fees, and superior personalized service. Check them out at LutheranFCU.org.
The world may tell us that Easter is about eggs and chocolate bunnies, but we Christians know that there would be no Easter without Jesus' death and resurrection. Emmanuel Press has just released an Easter card with beautiful artwork that confesses Christ's victory over death and his redemption of mankind. You can find this card and others at emmanuelpress.us, emmanuelpress.us. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Friday afternoon, April the 7th. Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is our guest. We're talking about the resurrection of Christ and the Christian's resurrection. Before the break, you were talking about false teachers, Matt. It's not only that, but it's also something perhaps worse, and that is not just false teaching within the church, but a false church, a church that purports to be the church, calls itself the church. You mentioned in your recent article, the Lutheran World Federation, certainly many Christians still in those member churches, but the churches themselves often teach things that are positively demonic. What are your thoughts there?
Well, it is certainly the case. You have, unfortunately, from its inception, the Lutheran World Federation was founded without coming clean on the truth of the small catechism over against the denial of the real presence in the sacrament, and also in the context then of not being able to really say what the Word of God is and what it confesses and what it rejects, and that has snowballed. So, you know, the Lutheran World Federation now puts up a stink about legitimate injustice in various places on the one hand. On the other hand, they have nothing to say when churches and give more than quiet support when churches give up what the New Testament has to say about sexuality. And so be it. All things work together for good. We've been promised in the end times that we shall face all kinds of challenges. We don't need to speak ill of anybody. We have a different view of reality. We believe the New Testament is absolutely true. We believe the Bible is the inerrant Word of God, no matter how many difficulties that brings with it in interpretation or challenges to my reason. We believe the unity of the church is something that is great and yet hidden. We believe the church is beyond the pale of Orthodox Lutheranism, to be sure. We believe that there are many Christians, wherever baptism is found, if only it be in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we believe that Christ's body and blood are given where that truth is confessed in Christian churches. And in those places, despite false teaching and errors, nevertheless, the gospel is there and causes believers to believe, and we rejoice in that. And that, nevertheless, we must hold forth as New Testament believers that there is truth and there is falsehood, and it makes a difference.
And you also say that of late we see faithful Christian believers around the world who are, to the tune of, I think you write, some 20 church bodies, large and small, that are seeking and inquiring about fellowship with a church that continues to confess these things faithfully. What are you talking about there?
There are 22 churches now. We added a couple more since last time. And these inquiries come from all over the place. I've got, you know, the Malagasy Church in Madagascar, which is 1/4 of the population of the island of Madagascar, over 4 million people, is formally seeking fellowship talks with the Missouri Synod. We're in fellowship talks with Makani Jesus, 8 million in Ethiopia. We are contacted by small bodies. It used to be the case that we really didn't pay much attention to smaller Christian bodies around the world, but now we thought, you know, the Lord doesn't despise small numbers, neither should we. And so people keep coming to us from all over the world, and they are people convinced that the scriptures are clear and they are real Lutheran. And they want to, they are not after our money. They really want, they want help training pastors especially and teaching their people how to be faithful New Testament Lutherans.
As the church continues to await Christ's return and that promised resurrection that's sealed in our baptism, what is the message of comfort that we continue year after year, as long as the wait will last, to hear and to celebrate as we approach this Holy Week and especially this Easter?
Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. And Jesus was put to death for our transgressions and raised for our justification. There's a great objective declaration of not guilty, objective justification. The sins of the world have been paid for, everybody's sin. And it's like this. There is a bank account which covers everybody's debt. It's been paid for. And if I told you, Todd, there's a bank account that has $1 million in it in your name, just go get it. Believe it so. And if you said, nah, I don't believe it, would it do you any good? Not a bit. But if in fact you believed it was so and accessed it by a little card, aka in our case, baptism, supper, preaching of the gospel, met by faith, you would have full access to it. Our good news is that Jesus Christ has paid the debt in full for the world. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. And after bearing the burden, he rises from the grave. And we look forward to an eternity, a resurrected eternity. Jesus was recognized after the fog of it sort of wore off. Jesus was recognized by his disciples as the risen one. Some 500 saw him, the apostle tells us. We have the same resurrection to look forward to. Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave, and there was no doubt he raised Lazarus. It was the same body. And you and I, no matter what happens to these wretched bodies in the meantime, you and I face a resurrection as real as Jesus' own resurrection. as physical and for eternity. That might be very hard to believe. In fact, it's impossible to believe. But I believe it nonetheless.
To reference here the last Luther's thought again about the Christian having only just one foot, or as you say, just one little toe still left in the grave. It seems like all graves sometimes for us. What do you say to that Christian listening to us who says, I feel like I just have one little toe out of the grave. The rest of me's in it. What do you say, Matt?
That it's a great struggle of faith. And know for certain that, look, the cross of Christ seemed to quell all hope. It seemed to swallow all hope, didn't it? Here Jesus died. And yet, God was doing exactly what he proposed for the life of the world. The greatest, most wonderful act in all of history appeared to be the most barbaric, senseless act in history. And so it is when we suffer and face challenges, whether by our own sinful flesh, the devil, the world, illness, etc., all those things are purposeful. They happen for a purpose. In Jesus, there is just as purposeful as the cross itself. And they drive us to Jesus. They cause us to cling to him in faith. They cause us to repent. They grow faith and hope and love and make us streams of mercy and kindness and patience that we wouldn't otherwise be. And we face nothing but a resurrection. Luther said death will be nothing but like falling asleep for a brief nap and then waking refreshed. That's what we face. So let's fear not. Let's live. My death has been died, and I've got everything out of the grave but a little toe. Let's live.
You can meet and hear Pastor Matt Harrison making the case for the Reformation's relevancy at the Summers Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June the 9th, and Saturday, June the 10th in Collinsville, Illinois, about 50 miles east of St. Louis. He'll be joined by Aaron Wolf, Pastor Chris Roseborough, Pastor Peter Bender, Terry Mattingly, and Pastor Todd Peppercorn. It's the premier conference for Christian laity, the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 9th and 10th in Collinsville, Illinois. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, author, editor, and translator of numerous books, including his latest, Letters from a Pastor's Heart. He's also written a recent column for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled, Only the Christian's Left Foot Remains in the Grave. Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks, Todd. We'll see you soon.
Next week on Issues Etc., we'll listen to presentations from the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, the differences between men and women with Molly Hemingway, the historicity of the New Testament with Dr. Paul Meyer, and a Lutheran approach to the Church Fathers with Pastor Will Whedon. The hymn says, Jesus, my Redeemer, lives, I to unto life shall waken. Endless joy my Savior gives, shall my courage then be shaken? Shall I fear, or could the head rise and leave his members dead? The answer to that question is no. Christ is risen, we shall rise too. I'm Todd Wilkin, I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.